joining us right now is Grant Woods, former Arizona Attorney General. Good morning to you, Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. I want to get your reaction to how this story has been developing over the last 24 hours. To me, it seems as though there is some momentum moving on this issue, maybe momentum we haven't seen in quite some time. And one reason why I feel that is just this morning, the president tweeted, and John Berman on CNN pretty much paraphrased it this way.
Well, the president talked today about raising the age to buy a rifle from 18 to 21. He talked about comprehensive background checks that include a focus on mental health, banning bump stocks.
Your reaction to the president's tweet this morning?
Well, I do think that's a hopeful sign. He tweets a lot of things, so he also changes his mind a lot. So we'll see. But I'm all for that. I think those are basic incremental steps. I would go much further than that, for sure. But
how so?
You've got well, for example, this move to raise the age. When people can buy assault weapons from 18 to 21, I think we should ban the assault weapons. I don't think anyone should have them. So raising the age, is that a big deal? We're going to have a huge fight over that. The NRA indicated this morning they're opposed to that. And for what? That's not a lot. So I don't know about that one, but, you know, 21's better than 18, let's put it that way. As far as the background checks, yeah, that's obviously not working. It's a flawed system. And, you know, this is 2018. We have technology changes every day. It only gets better. So there's no reason why we can't make this work a lot better. So, yeah, I would like to see the federal government put together, let's get the best and the brightest in the room for the good of the country, and let's get a background check that can actually work. That makes a lot of sense to me. That's a good idea.
Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, and I was inspired to talk to you. I saw a post you made that the NRA is not a huge fan of yours because of some of your stances, even though you're a Republican in Arizona. You won re-election handily. But you mentioned something in a Facebook post, and it's terminology that I'm curious is what it means to you. We talk about common sense gun legislation or common sense laws. My concern is that means different things to different people. What does it mean to you when you start talking about common sense legislation or where is that in your head?
Sure. In my head, weapons of war, and let's just take the AR-15 that has been the weapon of choice for these mass murderers that we've seen over the last decade, that those weapons of war have no place in the hands of civilians. To me, that's common sense. Why? Why do people need these? Because it's fun? Well, I'm sure it is fun. Throwing a grenade would be fun. That's a weapon of war. We don't let people do that. We now know that this is a weapon of choice for these deranged people. To go out and commit mass murders. Does it make a difference? Would they get a weapon anyway? Sure, they would probably get a weapon anyway, but they wouldn't be able to kill 17 people in a short period of time. They wouldn't be able to kill 20 people, 30 people by spraying bullets everywhere. We would be talking about 2, 3, 4, 5, things like that. So there's no reason for it. You don't have a constitutional right to do it. Even Justice Scalia, I think, indicated that, one of the most conservative justices we've had ever. We used to ban it. You know, it was banned in the United States until our recent history because it made common sense.
We're talking right now to Grant Woods, former Arizona Attorney General. And, Grant, I hear the term common sense policy solutions quite often. And I think that we're so polarized in this country right now that what what's called common sense by one side of the gun debate is seen as propaganda
or
falsehoods on the other side. So we talk about banning assault weapons. We talk about raising the age to purchase a firearm. We talk about background checks. But we really don't know what works because we don't have scientific data to support any of that. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Dickey Amendment. And in 1996, for our audience here, Congress, with the prodding from the NRA, stepped in and they passed the so-called Dickey Amendment, which pretty much means the CDC. Yes, the group that, you know, helped develop some research when it comes to cancer and heart disease and high blood pressure cannot research gun violence in this country. You laugh, and it's one of those things that what's amazing to me is by reversing or repealing the Dickey Amendment, you're not changing anybody's gun laws by any way, shape, or form. You are allowing experts out there to research scientifically what works and what doesn't.
Sure. I don't know how anyone could be opposed to that. And that just shows you that that's just pure politics. It's not, let's try to figure out what's best for the country. Let's just let's try to ensure our own position and our own political power instead. Because you know, for example, we do know a few things. We do know on one side of the debate, we know that the United States, it is far and away has more gun violence than any country in the world. No one is even close to us. We know that other countries that are somewhat similar to the United States in many ways have very few of these incidents, if any. We know that we have a huge problem here. And so that's on one side. We also know that the cliche that the NRA uses is actually correct, and that is that criminals will always find a way to do something, okay? So, yeah, are we going to, if you had massive gun control, are you going to end gun violence? Are you going to end guns being used in crimes? No, you're not going to do that. But I do think that, as I said, common sense would tell you that this kid here, for example, in Florida, if he did not have this sort of weapon, if he didn't have such easy access to be able to walk in and in 5 minutes buy this machine gun, then we wouldn't have had as many kids killed. And that makes a big difference. There's a big difference from having 17 kids killed and having someone there with a different type of weapon, which he shouldn't have, which would have been terrible, but having one or two kids killed. Same thing in the church when that happened, and he's spraying bullets all around. So I understand that criminals are going to look, I spend a good portion of my life putting these people behind bars and, in fact, executing them. So I'll match my toughness with anybody. It's not rhetoric. I did it. But on the other hand, we've got to start talking about, as you said, what works, figuring out what works, and using some basic common sense here to try to protect our kids and to try to protect ourselves. If I could say one other thing, one thing the NRA guy this morning talked about a lot was that we ought to make our schools more secure. That they're soft targets now. They ought to be hard targets. You know, I grew up here. I went to school in Mesa, but that was a long time ago, and we didn't need it then. Maybe we do need it now. I think that's a discussion worth having. I wouldn't like it, but maybe we should have. I think we should have that discussion. Maybe it makes sense that we have one point of entry, that we have an armed guard at every school. We're going to have to work on funding and how does that all work? We can do that. The president's idea that he threw out, probably off the top of his head this morning when he woke up, was that teachers should be armed. That's a horrible idea, in my view.
Yeah.
That just is dumb. We can do better than that. We've given teachers, like I said, I grew up here a long time ago. Teachers used to be able to teach. Now they're social workers, they're probation officers, they're nutritionists, they're psychologists, they're sociologists. They don't need to also be armed guards. If that's a responsibility that needs to happen at our public schools, then okay. I think we should talk about it. I don't like it, but I think we should talk about it.
The head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, stood up, and you know, I mean, it's, I would expect NRA talking points, but he did have something to say regarding this.
Yeah, he talked about the failures and where the failures are taking place, and he didn't blame guns, but he did blame a lot of other things. Take a listen.
Their solution is to make you, all of you, less free. They want to sweep right under the carpet the failure of school security, the failure of family, the failure of America's mental health system, and even the unbelievable failure of the FBI.
Okay, I think he makes a point. Yeah, there has been a failure in school security. There has been a failure in family. There has been a failure in mental health. And there has been a failure by the FBI. But there's also been a failure when it comes to gun laws.
Yeah, and we thought it would be interesting to ask someone who's maybe been on the receiving end, maybe positive and negative, I don't know. Grant Woods, again, the former Arizona Attorney General. And you talked a little bit, I saw on a social media post that you did, that the NRA does hold some sway. And we saw Marco Rubio take some tough questions last night about money he's accepted from the NRA. Does it influence his judgment? Can you tell us a little bit? Well, and as someone who had to run for office.
That was a pathetic performance. I mean, I give him credit for showing up, but that was... if you ever wondered why he's not president, that's one of the many reasons.
Fair enough, Grant. Fair enough. But you've run for office. You've had to raise money. Yeah. You've had to do all this. How does the NRA influence or attempt to influence politicians?
Well, to their credit, they're involved, and they get their membership involved, and that's great. I wish everybody was involved and everybody voted. If every single person voted, most of these people who are in office now wouldn't be in office. The problem is not that many people vote, and so you have a disproportionate representation of the people who do get involved, like the NRA. So they're very well organized. They turn their members out. They do raise a lot of money. Of course, they are mainly, I think... promoted by the gun manufacturers, so that should tell people something. But I have no problem with them getting their views out and us discussing their views. Here's how I looked at it. The way around this, and this may be idealistic, but all I can tell you is this is how I did it, and it worked for me during my political career. I just decided I'm more than willing to listen to everybody, and then I'm going to make up my own mind. And I'll tell you exactly what I think. And I'm going to do exactly what I want to do and what I think is the right thing. And then when election time comes around, you can decide. And you're going to agree with some things and not agree with some things. And if you want to vote for someone else, go ahead. And then I won't be in office anymore. That's how I looked at it. That's very liberating for someone in office, if you can take that attitude. So here I am in Arizona. I got a D- from the NRA. D-. Why I didn't get an F, I don't know, but I got a D-. And
as a Republican,
yeah, the lowest ever for a Republican attorney general before or since.
You sound like you wear that as a badge of honor.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, it's fine with me. That was their rating. My point is, I wasn't going to change my views to try to curry favor with them or, frankly, anyone else. So at the end of the day, you have a record. Here's what it is. And so what happened? I was reelected with 80% of the vote. So in a state like Arizona, which is conservative, which has a big NRA membership, the little secret that politicians ought to learn is have a little faith in the people. And the people might say, I really wish he didn't have some of those views, but at least I can trust that he's trying to do his best. And sometimes they'll give you the benefit of the doubt and maybe you'll be okay. But if you instead... you are so worried about matching your views to the people you want to curry favor with, then they control you. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens with the NRA. They control the majority of elected officials from the Republican Party right now. And that's too bad, because you ought to take their view. As I said, I listened to the guy this morning. By the way, his criticism of the FBI really hacks me off, along with the president and anybody else's. He was trying to curry favor with the president of the United States by that comment. Yeah, okay, this guy slipped through the cracks. Mistakes were made. It's easier said than done to track these people down in advance. So let's say a mistake was made. There's no reason to malign the FBI.
We're talking to Grant Woods.
I've worked with the FBI a good part of my career. They are fantastic.
Grant Woods, former Arizona Attorney General here. One last question for you. I feel like there's a tipping point when it comes to this gun debate. I feel some momentum. Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's going to last.
Too.
You do, too.
I do, too.
Okay, why? I feel like right now,
what's different?
We're so used to hearing from the left and the right.
What's different is I would have told you a month ago, no way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we're going to have any change. And that's because when we had the shooting of all these kindergartners in Connecticut and nothing happened, it just told me there's no hope here. There is no hope. That was as horrific as it could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States government did nothing in response. Now, what's changed here is somehow, some way, these teenagers, starting in Florida, and now across the United States, including yesterday in Gilbert, Arizona.
Yep.
They're standing up. And you know what? They're more articulate. They schooled people like Marco Rubio. These kids, high school students, they've heard the BS. Not as, I guess they haven't heard as much as we all have.